Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll give you the opportunity to meet them. Our guest today is T.S. Thomas, and we're talking with her about her latest scary novel, The Black Stone. Welcome, T.S.
Thank you for having me.
Do you mind if I call you Tamika?
You can call me Tamika.
Wonderful. Tamika, I'm so glad you're with us today. The book is so interesting. And one of the things that I like to do is to give our authors the chance to introduce themselves to our listeners. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been writing for pretty much my entire life. I don't even remember when I started. I just know that that's the only thing that I could do at my best is become a writer. And a couple of years ago, I started writing. I was a student at the Children of Literature. And from then on, I've just been writing poems and songs and stories. But this was the thing that actually got me there, got me where I am now.
Was there somebody that influenced you or that you admired that made you want to write?
You know, people ask me that all the time. And the only thing I can say is that my dreams and my weird experiences in life sort of led me where I am.
Oh.
I didn't even know I wanted to be a writer. I know I just did, and I just wrote everything down.
I think that's great. This is really a very interesting, kind of scary book. Would you give our listeners a little bit of an overview? Now, don't give away too much. We want them to buy the book. But tell us a little bit about what it's about.
The book is about a teen, a malicious teen. She steals something what she believes to be a priceless gem, and against all warnings, she ends up taking it, wearing it, because she believes it's a gem, only to find out that it's not. It's not a gem at all. It's actually a stone that was made from the ashes of someone else. And you find that out way before in the beginning anyway, but that's pretty much what it is. And now she has to go through life trying to find out how to get back, but she has to go through so many trials and tribulations, and through that she finds out the secrets of the past and so many other things. I don't want to get into it too much.
Don't give it away.
A lot of lessons, a lot of lessons that I believe a lot of people will learn from it.
Now, you told me before we started recording that this was from a dream. Tell me the story behind the book, Tamika.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember. I think it was about 15 years ago, I'm going to say, maybe 15, 20 years ago. It's a very long time ago. I would always have these crazy dreams about stones, and I never knew anything about them. All I knew is that I always had stones, and I was always with my sisters, and I was always in some faraway place, and the only way I could get it back is if I connected with my sisters and these stones. Somehow the story just evolved. As I got older, I started going through weird experiences, very spiritually inclined, and I just threw everything in my book, things people wouldn't even believe, you know, the sounds and the smells of the stones and energy that I will receive in life. I just threw it in my book, so I felt that the book pretty much wrote itself. I was just the puppet.
You know, that creative process almost has the feel of magic to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It very much does.
And if our listeners have never tried to write, or if they've never been involved in a creative process like that, it makes us sound a little nuts, because I've done the same kind of thing. That's the way that I write. Whenever I write, I will dream something. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to get up immediately and write it down, because you don't remember it the next morning.
No, you really don't. You really don't.
How's your process?
So that's what it is.
How does your process work? Do you do dreams, or do you sit down and use a pen and paper, or do you use a computer? How do you write? How does it work for you?
I write all, like, I can be on my phone and I'll take my notepad from my phone and I'll just type things out wherever I am. I can be writing, I can be in the middle of going to this store and I'll just think something up or something weird happened and I'll throw it in my book, or I'll get on my computer and I'll type something up, or I'll just note take. It can be anything. Sometimes something will just pop in my head, and or if I'm trying to create a chapter and I can't, I'd like hold my head down and sort of ask for guidance from the universe. And I'll get answers just like that. It's very strange.
No, you're a real true creative. It's not strange to me at all. You're just a very true creative. I think that's a wonderful gift. How terrific for
thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes I feel like I'm cheating, because it's kind of like, wait a minute. Some people actually, you know, took a very long time to come up with it. It took me years because I just was procrastinating. But I feel like, oh my God, can I say I wrote this? Or do I say it came from, you know, the spiritual realm, or, you know, it's just kind of weird when you think about it, but it is what it is.
I couldn't agree with you more. When you were writing this down, do you have an audience in mind? Do you have a group of people that you think would enjoy this book more than others? Is there somebody that you wrote it for?
There's nobody that I wrote it for. Initially, it was just to get out everything that was in my head and everything I was going through. And then as I started writing, I started seeing everybody's faces. Everybody. I started seeing children, adults, teens. I started seeing everybody. And anybody who would listen, even if they're from another world, coming to visit, you know?
I love it.
So it's pretty much everybody, because I believe in that book, everybody can learn something from it, the good and the bad.
It does have a supernatural quality about it. Is that what you intended?
No, it just really wasn't. And that is the irony of my life. And I tell people this all the time. You know, before I even really started, I guess, writing as seriously as I am, I would go through things and my mom would say, just write it down. Just write it down. And I'm like, Mom, guess what just happened? She'll say, just write it down. Just write it down. So everything was just almost meant to be exactly where it was. Without thinking too much about it, I'll just put it down and the chapters would pretty much form themselves.
Wow.
I would make it a little bit more fantastical so that it can really get out there, but the ideas pretty much just came to me.
Are there any writers or actors in your family?
Should I say, not that I can think of right now, no. My parents, my dad used to write poems and he used to write songs. My mom, she writes poems, but she's not out there like that. She does it secretly and don't want the world to know, but she's really good. She was my inspiration. My sister, she writes songs. I have people that do things creatively, because that's just how they are, but I guess it's just in the blood.
Yeah, it sounds like you come from a creative family.
Yeah.
Were you a big reader as a kid?
No, I really wasn't. I literally was in my own world. I was very introverted. And that was another thing people say, if you weren't really such a big reader, how are you coming up with these ideas? I just lived in my own world. And I think that's where my creativity was born, because I was just in my own world, in my own land. And whenever I did see something or watch something, I guess that's what stuck, and that probably helped me, but nothing in particular.
I think that's amazing. I think it's so interesting. I'm sure that we have absolutely tickled the imagination of our listeners, and I know that they must be thinking, where can we get a copy of The Black Stone? And so let's tell them. I went to Amazon and I put very easily up in the top, there's a place where you can search for books, and I typed in The Black Stone by T.S. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. I just typed that right in, clicked on it, and the book came right up. And there's a beautiful excerpt. It's nice and long. The introduction really will reach out and grab hold of the reader as they begin to read the book. So I suggest that our listeners go to Amazon and click on that the upper right-hand corner of the book says, mm-hmm. click here to look inside, and they'll be able to see the excerpt. Where else could they find your book?
They can find it on Barnes & Noble and any other websites that sells books. And I'm just trying to get it out there in any book retailer, any physical store, just everywhere. I'm trying to get it out there, trying to push it. But they can definitely find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I can definitely say that much. Or exlibris.com.
Also, probably, if they just put the title and put your name in Google, and clicked on it, then it brings up a whole list of places where they could also find it.
Where they can, yes, definitely can.
Now,
definitely can.
What about the book fair? Your book is going to be featured at Book Expo America that's going to be held there in New York.
Yes, this is going to be it's a 3-day event. It's going to be at the Jacob Javits Center in New York.
Right.
So this is going to be my first, big event, that first thing that's going to actually help me get myself out there.
Now, are you going to be there?
Yes, I am definitely going to be there.
So our listeners might have a chance to pick up a copy of the book and bring it, and they might be able to get your autograph.
Absolutely. I welcome that on all levels.
Do you know when you're going to be in the Lit Fire booth, or should they just go to the Book Expo America website and check and see? Because I'm sure that Lit Fire has a space there on that website and that they'll have their authors listed. Do you know when you're going to be there?
I know I'm going to be there when it starts, which I believe it starts on May 30th.
I think you're right.
So June 2nd or June 3rd. I just don't know offhand the where I'm going to actually be, the physical place I'm going to be, but I'm definitely going to be there those 3 days.
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm very nervous. I'm a very nervous person because I'm just like all over the place, but this is the thing that I've been waiting for a very long time, so it's here, so I have to, I guess, buckle up,
Well, my fingers are crossed.
Thank you so much.
I just hope that you have a great experience at the book fair. I think you'll have to let me know how this goes, because I think this is just wonderful for you.
It's awesome, so awesome.
Now, how can
our listeners
find you? Do you have a website yet?
My websites are under construction right now, but it's definitely coming soon, and I'll definitely be putting it out there. You'll know about it. I will push it out as far as I possibly can.
Are you doing
anything? But it's coming.
Are you doing anything yet on social media?
That's also under construction.
Good.
So it'll be Facebook, Twitter, other places like that.
So they should just look for you.
Yes.
All they have to do is put your name, and they could either put Tamika Thomas or T.S. Thomas, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Tamika.
And when looking for the book, it'll definitely be under T.S. Thomas.
Good. I think that's important to say, because that's how I found it, was T.S. Thomas.
Yeah.
Because if they put in Tamika, they won't find it.
They will not find it, because my author's name is T.S. Thomas.
Do you have anything that you would like to leave our listeners with about your book? Why should they buy it? What should they expect? Is there something you want them to take away from it when they finish reading?
I want people, in this book, there's going to be a lot about humility, and it's going to be a lot about taking responsibility for your actions, because somewhere in the book, the character wonders why she's going through what she's going through. She's like, okay, I just made this little mistake, but it's a lot more than that. It's like your actions didn't cause it. It's what brought you here. So it definitely tells about the things that we do in life and how they can have repercussions. If you think hard enough about it, you'll receive them.
Well, your excitement and your enthusiasm is absolutely contagious. And I think the book is so interesting, and it's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for being my guest on Books on Air.
I so appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Samuel Johnson said, "A writer begins a book, but a reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thanks so much for listening.